Elaine, you talked to me before, and I don't know if you want to talk about it or not, but you were telling me before about taking the bar exam. Do you mind, sharing about what that looks like for anyone who's interested in becoming a lawyer?
Don't give up.
Yeah.
There are many people who have taken the bar more than once, and there's many people who have taken the bar more than twice or three times. What I can tell you about that is don't give up. There are people out there that want to support you. I think it's important because the bar process can be a very isolating process. And so, what I encourage anyone who's taken it is to get a buddy, if they can get a buddy. Having a mentor would be even better, would be great as well, because it's always good to have someone to bounce things off of other than your partner, right? Because it could be a very taxing process, is a very financially, it could be very costly and very taxing. And so, having a tribe makes a big difference. You want to have that sharing section, because there's days when you're just weary and tired and don't want to do it, want to throw the books out the window and stuff, and you need somebody to say, okay, it's time for a timeout, it's time to go to the movies, time to go to the beach, it's time to just watch TV for the night and pick it up the next day. But I will say, if it's in your heart, don't give up. It's okay to take some space from it, but come back to it.
Elaine, have you found resources in our area that support you in, taking the bar or for anyone out there who's aspiring to?
Yes. When I was in law school, this is another thing I pass on to people who are interested in the law and want to go to law school. I highly, highly encourage people to do an internship. And I actually did my internship at the DA's office. And I say that because a number of reasons. One, if there's an area of law that you want to practice, the best way to know that's what your heart's desire is to do an internship in that area. This way, you'll get the feel of it and say, okay, is this really what I want to do? And you also will establish and create relationships with people who can then become your mentors. The law school I went to, Monterey College of Law, so it was a small law school in Monterey. And one of the things I liked about it, because it was being so small, that we had relationships with our teachers. And I had to remember, their attorneys, all of our teachers were attorneys or judges, but they're our teachers. And it was a couple of my teachers who were very encouraging to me. My first year contracts teacher and my third year legal writing teacher, who were my biggest cheerleaders in law school. And they are two people that are still in my life today and who continue to be my cheerleaders.
Oh, that's so great.
Absolutely. You have to have cheerleaders, and you have to hang out with people who are doing what you want to do.
Yeah, surround yourself with like-minded people with the same
Well,
kind of
it's
energy.
well that, but it's if you wanna if you we have an amazing legal profession here in Santa Cruz County, a legal community. What I did was I went to all the events. I let people know that this was important to me. This is this that I'm serious about this, and will you help me? Right? And so, that's what you have to do. You have to put yourself out there, and let people know that what you're doing, what you're interested in, and people will support you in those areas.
Yeah.